And it's time to talk about the latest in cars with Tom Fraser. Good morning, Tom. We're starting with Chinese-made vehicles surging in Australia. Can you tell us which vehicles have been the most popular and how significant has the rise in sales been over the past few years?
Yes, good morning, Amanda. So, yeah, it has been absolutely significant. We've seen in the last month, in August, in terms of sales, we've seen BYD, MG, Chery and GWM. They've all sort of placed inside that top 10 new car manufacturers' rankings for August. So it's showing that we are seeing so much more Chinese product in the market in Australia today. And now they've become the second most popular source of new vehicles for Australians. So that has overtaken Thailand as the number two source and still sits behind Japan. But yeah, number two for Chinese cars is very, very interesting.
What's behind the sudden growth in popularity as far as Chinese vehicles go, and what does it mean for the Australian auto market?
Well, primarily, they offer so much in terms of value for money. You're getting a lot for your spend in a whole variety of segments, basically. So whether you're shopping for a small car, an electric car, something practical like a medium SUV, you're simply getting more for your money in a Chinese car compared to something traditional, like whether you're talking something from Europe or something from Japan. You're simply just getting more for your money, more features, more vehicle range, potentially some more fuel efficiency as well. But yeah, you're basically getting more for your money.
Okay, so yeah, if you're looking for a car, then it's good value, I suppose.
Exactly right.
Yeah, well, next we're looking at Kia. With the recent August 2025 data showing Kia outselling Mazda, how pivotal was the timing and pricing of the Tasman Ute in achieving that milestone?
Well, it's interesting because Kia typically has always said that a Ute will be sort of success, the secret to success for its sales in Australia. And now that Kia has released the Tasman dual cab Ute, that has accounted for about 800 sales alone in the last month. So it really does bump up Kia's bottom line, and it has moved to second on the sales, third on the sales charts. So it's really moving up there. And yeah, it sort of does prove that there is early evidence that a Ute is key to sales success in Australia.
Well, does Mazda need to lift its game now?
Yes, but Mazda is primarily sort of going up market, so it's charging typically a bit more for their cars than what they have in the past, and it also has been hamstrung by older products. So the Mazda CX-5, which is one of its enduring nameplates, it hasn't been updated in significant amounts since 2015 or so when that model came out. And it is getting a refreshed model next year. However, for the time being, it's sort of resting on its laurels and not putting out too much new product at the moment. So that probably does signify that it does need to step it up a little bit in terms of new product.
All right. Well, looking at Tesla, their advanced semi-autonomous driving software is a big step closer to being unlocked for use on Australian roads. Can you tell us more about what that is and what stage they're at?
Yeah, exactly. So full self-driving supervised is what Tesla is calling its full self-driving technology in Australia. So it does mean that the car, it can sort of drive itself to a destination. You place it in the navigation as a waypoint, and then the car will drive itself to that destination. So it is pretty incredible technology. However, drivers still need to sit in the driver's seat and supervise and ensure they're not doing anything to just distract themselves, like working on a phone or on a laptop or anything. And they are still legally responsible in the event of a crash. However, it is very impressive technology. So it's the most advanced of its kind in Australian roads, and it's designed as it's a level two autonomous technology because the driver is still basically in charge of the car at the time when it is on the road. But yeah, it is probably the most advanced of its kind in Australia, like I said.
How long do you think it'll take before we're seeing more of them on the roads?
Well, hopefully not too long. Tesla itself hasn't come out with a confirmed date as yet, but I would like to see it probably on Australian roads before the end of the year. We've done testing in it ourselves on drive.com.au, so you can see how we went with the technology. It is very, very impressive. It's not infallible, but at the same time, it is pretty impressive. So to put a date on it, I would like to see it on the market before the end of the year, but we'll wait to hear from Tesla on that.
Okay, well, it's all very interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about a self-driving car, but it may be the way of the future by the looks of it. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Tom, for chatting with us today. And, yeah, we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Perfect. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about Tom's topics, head to drive.com.au.